Hello.
Miss Tiara, it's Jasmine. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hi.
Hi. I got a missed call. Did the coordinator try to reach you?
Oh, no. I meant to call her. I said I called her because she wanted me to get all the bank statements, and I called the bank because I talked to the bank, and that's a lot of money. That's almost added to like $400-something for those statements because it costs us money.
What paperwork do you need?
All the bank statements. I mean, it's
oh, that's what
too.
The state is asking you for?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what she said, but I don't have to pay for that.
Who's asking you for that? Shira said, I need all those bank statements.
That has a lot of bank stuff, and the bank teller.
In order for you to qualify for services, you need to show your proof of income. Okay, that's the state. Medicaid is the one that asks you for that.
I got my proof of income. I got that, but all those bank statements. She should tell me all those bank statements, and that cost almost like $400-something.
So the bank statements should be given to you for free from the bank.
She was on the phone. I had to call my other phone. What's her name? Shira.
Shira.
Yeah, I just well, when I was on the phone, I was on the phone with the bank teller, so
okay.
I used the phone on my other phone, so they talk to each other. They don't pay for it. It costs $8 bank statement, and I had a whole lot that she wanted.
Oh my goodness! I never knew that.
Yeah, this is this part. And the bank teller added up. It was like almost $400-something. I said, I don't got no money like that.
I've never heard a bank charging for statements. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Can you go online and do it yourself on your phone or on a computer?
I don't know how to do it online.
Can your daughter help you with it?
Yeah, but she said all the copies, and it costs too. Do you know how many? She won January 2020, from 2020 statements, June from 2020, January the 2021, June to 2021, all of those, January 2022, June 2022, January 2023, all the way down to 2026. We don't have no money like that. I got my proof of income, and you know what I told her? I said, look, they already got all my information.
Yeah, you're right.
They got everything.
Right.
From all those years, they got everything. And then I don't have no money.
That's right. Tell them that you cannot afford that and that, you need help. Yeah. So the broker has to be able, because you have to be able to produce this paperwork before the state approves the services. So you got to call the broker, yeah, and just let them know.
Is there another way? I told her that she needed my house deed. I got that. She needed my SSI. Letter, I got that, but all these banks, that stuff is a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, if she wanted one 2021, one 2022, 2023, something like that. But I don't got that. If you add up, that bank teller say is almost like $400-something because it's like $8 bank stuff.
Yes, then
it's a whole lot. You got to go all the way down.
She's
all the way down to $200. That's a lot of money.
Right. I understand. I didn't know that they're doing that. That's horrible.
I don't have no money like that.
That's right. Tell them you're on a fixed income and you cannot afford that. Do they have another way for you to get that documentation? That's it.
All right, I'm gonna call her back now. What's her number? I thought I dialed her number. Let me see.
But Shira's not the one that needs the information. It's the brokers that are gonna approve it.
But the brokers
so gotta get a hold of the broker.
And the brokers didn't ask me for that. Shira was the one that said that.
Shira's the one that's asking for that?
Yes. The brokers didn't ask me for no bank stuff.
Give me one second. Let me see something.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She even talked to the bank lady. And the bank lady said, oh, my God. I mean, she ain't said it to her, but, you know, when she hung up, we were talking. I mean, I know a whole lot of people that family members and stuff got the same thing, and they say that they never went through this.
Give me one second.
Phone number's messed up.
I'm here. I'm just typing.
Hey, Jasmine, while you're typing, yep. Can I ask you something?
Absolutely.
I got the phone number's messed up. Now, what phone number is yours? This is the one right here.
Mine is the 7410 number.
Well, but I'm talking to you on the. I might have made a mistake. I wrote the wrong fucking phone number. Okay, I'm talking to you on the 3410. Okay. Okay, let me fix this. 7410?
7410 is my direct number.
Okay, 267-551-7410.
You got it.
So hers is 7419.
7419, you got it. I'm gonna send her to you right now, okay?
All right, thank you.
Please hold.
Hello? 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 Hello?